Hello, hello. I trust you're doing well. Happy Sunday from this side of the world. For some people, it's Monday, but I hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful weekend, regardless of what side of the world you are. And I wanted to take this opportunity to say Happy New Month. God has been faithful. I mean, we've already gone through 1/12 of this year. We're in the 2/12, and we know that God is faithful and he will continue to show himself faithful. You're welcome to another episode of the DART Prayer Podcast. My name is Deborah Ayodele and I am your host. I'm excited to be back here praying for our children and our families. This is the place where we decree and declare God's plans for our children and for our families. We just come here to use God's words, basically to align ourselves with what God already has spoken concerning our children. So yes, that's why we are here. And this week, we will be praying from Psalm 24, chapter 4, verse 4. As usual, I will be reading from different translations. The New International Version says, "The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god." And the different translations I will be reading will actually expound on what it means to have a clean hand and a pure heart. Basically, the Message translation starts from verse 3 and it says, "Who can climb Mount God?" Interesting, right? "Who can scale the holy north face? Only the clean-handed, the pure-hearted, men who won't cheat, women who won't seduce." So that's one of the breakdowns, I guess. Amplified Bible says, "He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted himself up to falsehood or to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully." I think in this day and age, most people are concerned about the kind of world, you know, our kids are growing up in. I mean, there's all types of falsehood and lies. We were watching a show today and we just got to a part, like a perfectly good show. They just kind of brought some concepts into it, right? We had to turn off the TV, and you know, in my heart, I'm like, Holy Spirit, you've got to help us, because there's falsehood everywhere. And I mean, that's why we have to consistently pray for the hearts of our children, that they will not lift themselves up to falsehood or what is false, right? Or swear deceitfully. International Children's Bible says, "Only those with clean hands and pure hearts, they must not have worshipped idols." Idols, right? "They must not have made promises in the name of a false god." In this day and age, it is so easy to adopt a false god. But we're praying for our children to have a strong conviction of heart and to know who their God is. The Bible says that those that know their God will be strong and do great exploits. And the last version, the Passion Translation says, well, I'll read from 3. "Who then is allowed to ascend the mountain of Yahweh, and who has the privilege of entering into God's place? Those who are clean, whose works and ways are pure." Come on. Before your works can be pure, your heart, because it's an overflow, right? So your heart has to be pure. So it says, "Those whose works and ways are pure, whose hearts are true and sealed by the truth." This is my desire, my greatest desire, right, is for our kids to know the Lord, for their hearts to be true, their hearts to be sealed by the truth. "Those who never deceive, whose words are sure." And 5 says, "They will receive Yahweh's blessing and righteousness given by the Savior God." So the scripture is just telling us that another way for us to receive God's blessings is for our hearts to be pure, for our works to be pure. So yes, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that the entrance of your word gives light and understanding, Father. We thank you that your word is true, that your word is active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. So, Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, that you convict our children's hearts, Father. You convict their thoughts, God. We thank you that your word will be rooted and firmly established in their hearts, that they will be able to discern, Father, without coercion, without force, God. We pray that your Holy Spirit will be active in their minds, that your Holy Spirit will be active. And not only will that happen, but that they will be sensitive to your voice and to your word, that they will be perfectly tuned, Father, to your heart. So, Lord, we just bring ourselves, even God, our hearts, God, our children, into your fatherly care today, God, that you will mold their hearts, that you will mold their hearts, Holy Spirit. We pray that you will you'll mold them into your perfect image, God. We pray for our children that they will be clean, Father, not just physically, not just the outward appearance, but inside in their hearts, God, that their works and their ways are pure. Lord, we pray that their hearts are true and sealed by your truth, Father. We pray that as they hear your words consistently, Father, that their hearts will be sealed, that your word, the word of the Lord will be imprinted upon their hearts, that your words will be etched in the core of their being, Father, that their hearts will be sealed by your truth. We pray, Lord, that our children will not deceive, that their words will be sure, God, that they will be people of integrity. Their yes will be yes, and their no will be no, Father. We pray, God, for a conviction of heart. We pray that you will help them to have integrity, Father, that you convict them, Father, of who you are, God, that they will have an understanding, Lord, that they will have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the hearts of our children will not trust in idols, and they will not swear by a false God. They will not stand for falsehoods. They will not stand for the lies that the culture is continuing to tell, Father, the lies that the society is trying to push. Lord, we decree in the name of Jesus that our children will not stand for lies, but they will stand for truth. They will stand for righteousness. They will stand for holiness. In the name of Jesus, we pray that our sons will not cheat. Our daughters will not cheat. Our women will not seduce, Father, but that their hands will be clean and their hearts will be pure. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're raising a mighty army, God, in the next generation. We thank you that you're raising a mighty people for your own glory. We thank you, Father, that our children will stand strong, oaks of righteousness, that they'll be light bearers, Father, everywhere they go, that their lives will tell of your goodness, will tell of your righteousness, will tell of your justice, will tell of your holiness, that they will be able to ascend the hill of the Lord, not in their own righteousness, but in your righteousness, God. That they will come into full understanding of what your death on the cross did for them. Lord, I just pray that our children will not just go to church routinely, Father, or hear the word routinely, but their lives will be transformed, that their lives will be changed, that their lives will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, we decree, God, that our children will not make promises in the name of a false God, but they will stand for the one and only true God, that their hearts will stand steadfast. Their hearts will be steadfast, trusting in the Lord, trusting you with all their hearts, leaning not on their own understanding in all their ways, God, acknowledging you and trusting you and following you, Father, as you direct their path. Lord, we thank you that this is your desire for our children, and we come in alignment with that desire. We say yes and amen. It is done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you praise, God. We thank you. We bless your holy name, that the hearts of our children are true and their hearts are sealed by your truth. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. You're worthy, worthy, worthy. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen. Thank you, friends, for praying with me. May the Lord bless you and keep you. This is such a great time because I tell you, life happens a lot. And this also helps me to stay in the place of prayer, to bring my cares and my burdens to the Lord. And he exchanges it for perspective and for peace. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity. So thank you for praying with me. Would you share with a friend? Share with a friend. Share with someone. This podcast is also now on YouTube. So anytime you're on YouTube, you can just Google the Dart Prayer Podcast and it will be right there for you. Okay, if this is your first time or you're rededicating your life to Jesus, this is the time, this is the place. Now is the hour of salvation. I just want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. Or if you haven't really heard about Jesus and you're wondering what this girl is talking about, it is all that he died for us on the cross to give us eternal life, to save us because he loves us. And he's already given us that gift through his suffering. All we have to do is accept it. And to accept it, you just have to invite him into your heart. You accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Say, Lord, I accept you. You are Lord, you are Savior. I accept the work you did on the cross. I believe in you. I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive all my sins and to cleanse me. And I declare that you reign and you are the Savior of the whole world. Come into my heart, make me new, and help me to live the rest of my life following you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, friends. Again, we love you. God bless you. I'll see you at the next episode. God bless.
Bye.